Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, went to the mall yesterday. Saw a guy about 32, 33, probably splitting the difference between my age and your age.
All right.
Walking away from Santa. Santa was at the mall yesterday, by the way.
Busy guy.
Yeah, he was. He's chilling there in his Santa outfit and just being Santa. So this guy was walking away from getting his picture taken with Santa with his wife, his baby, and two dogs. And he looked like he had just been punched in the stomach. Not because there was a baby, but because he had just taken a picture with Santa, his wife, a baby, and their two dogs. And he just looked so irritable.
Something he clearly didn't want to do, but was told he had to do. Yeah.
Actually, let me see if I still have it on Snapchat. This was at, I think, 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and all I could think about was that the day started with, like, his wife saying, hey, today's the day we're going to do the thing. And he's like, what thing? I don't remember a thing. He's like, yeah, I remember we're going over to Springfield Mall.
She knows that he knew that there was a discussion.
What does my caption say?
This guy lost the battle.
Right. So this is my Snapchat of
picture
this yesterday.
Of...
So this is the Springfield Mall. Oh, look at his sweater, by the way.
Oh, my God.
He's got the baby. He's got the stroller.
Santa. Look at Santa, uncomfortable, too, in the background, watching the whole thing.
But look at this guy. He's wearing an ugly sweater. I mean, how mad is he?
So this is one of those things where people ask what marriage is. You do a lot of things that you would never do on your own, but the trade-off is that the towels are soft. The trade-off is that, like, you're a better person. Your home life is, you know, things are taken care of. Your calendar becomes something that works. You get better clothes. That's the trade-off, though, is something that a dude would never, ever, ever, ever do on his own, put on a stupid sweater and have the greatest hassle with no ups. It's probably their Christmas card that they're going to send out.
Oh, it's 100%.
To idiot friends and family.
Not to be a jerk, but do you think he's doing it just to do it? I mean, 100% they're going to use it for a practical reason.
I would argue it's impractical. The whole thing's a great big waste of time. You sent a Christmas card, you're better than me now? Congratulations. I'm not doing it. We're all friends still.
I don't think it's to be better than you. I think they want to send you a greeting in the holiday season.
That's not what they want to do. They want to go, we're so happy. We're not. You made your husband miserable to go through this. It's a way for people... A Christmas card that's just a card. Like, I go out and take the time and I buy a card, send it to you. Hey, man, Merry Christmas to you and
yours. It's kind of nice. Like, I would be very flattered if I got a card from you with your wife, you, Bill, I guess, and, like, the dog that you don't have,
right.
The cover.
Because we think of you and we send you something. The Christmas card, that we're taking a picture by the fireside in our matching sweaters.
Yeah.
That's a we're better than you. That's a Johnson's versus the Johnson's. That's keeping up with the Joneses.
I don't think I would have lost the weight that I've lost if not for being engaged. Not because I'm thinking about the wedding in any way, but because of the amount of, if you're using a positive word, motivation, if you're using a negative word, nagging, that like leads to being like, okay, fine, I won't eat that. Okay, fine, I'll just lose the weight.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. I'm fat. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, we both know this.
So
yeah,
that's cool. I mean, same thing. I dress a little bit better now.
Of course.
This is the first time I've ever worn anything from Express for Men. I went and got that yesterday on my own.
Yeah,
but I'm like being trained into this weird,
precisely.
Like, you have to buy things now that look better than your old things.
Yeah, so when I was by myself, when there was no wife, it was just me, I ate things that I felt like eating, and I would just buy blue shirts. Things are better. Things are objectively better. Like, just everything about my life is better. There are trade-offs. That's one of those things where we're going to an orchard today. I don't want to go to an orchard. I want to sit down on the couch that we paid a lot of money for from the 4 different Crate and Barrels we had to go visit to find the good Crate and Barrel. This is what marriage is. It is a series of, you know what, this isn't worth the fight.
But there are a lot of things that improve in your life as well.
Of course there are.
It's the give and the take is true.
Of course. There's no question about it. I keep saying in the beginning.
I get what you're saying.
There's so many things that are dramatically improved. Like, I am a better person because of her.
You know my buddy Joe. You've met him a few times.
Yeah, the great big fat guy.
Hugely fat guy.
That loves bread.
Yes. Joe and I did a Christmas card together one year.
That's a good bit.
It was a great bit. We put on like Christmas sweaters, and my mom had this annoying dog named Trixie. Still has that dog, by the way. And it was just a super annoying dog. But we went in front of a Christmas tree, and him and I posed with Trixie on one of our laps and like our hand on each other's shoulders, and we took a picture to send out to our friends. It's been about 6 years now. Joey just texted me saying we need to send out our Christmas card this year. I don't think we've ever actually sent it out. We just did it as a bit.
I think you should do it if he comes out in firm support, a irrevocable pledge in favor of both bread and stuffing.
Because he said stuffing is a waste.
Yeah. He said the same thing about bread. So yeah. If he comes out with a written statement from a notary public, yeah. Where there's like a no take back policy and it's posted forever, that he acknowledges bread is a gift, then I think you guys should do it again.
You know what last night was for your boy?
What's that?
Meeting with the wedding planner / sister-in-law.
Yeah.
So many details covered last night.
Right. And have you mastered this yet?
First dance. Are we stopping to do a cake cutting? I mean, we went through the entire program last night.
Have you mastered? This is such it's a tightrope walk. It's so hard to do because on either side is peril. Have you mastered the art of deferring without question to what she wants and yet making sure that you seem interested? In other words, if you just say whatever you want, dear, it makes it sound like you don't care.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that if I say I want something, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But then if I say if I say I don't care, that definitely is bad.
Way worse.
Yeah. So there's no real good answer. Couple of sticking points yesterday were, did you guys walk around to every table and every person like during the reception?
Nope.
Allison does not want to do that. I say we absolutely need to do that. That is just my philosophy on that.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't.
Dar says don't do it.
It's awkward and painful. And
I agree. No one likes it. I would like to spend at least a moment with every person that takes the time to come to our wedding.
You should
thank them for being there.
You should do it. I haven't been invited to too many weddings, but everyone I've gone to,
yeah,
the couple did that.
Yeah. And by the way, for me, I don't know what you guys think. When I go to a wedding, my favorite part of the wedding is getting to spend that 30 seconds or whatever with that couple because you know them. When I was a kid and I would go to a wedding, I'm like, I don't really know these people.
I don't care about these people. Yeah.
But if it's Dar or it's Tom or it's you or whoever it is, mm-hmm. and you actually have a personal relationship, it's cool to be able to spend that minute with them and say, hey, congratulations. And that's a cool thing. So I want to do that. That was one thing. The other thing is I found out last night we're probably doing a photo booth. By the way, this is something that should probably have been discussed.
Don't do that.
Those are terrible. You can tell her I said so.
At no point was this brought up, by the way, until last night when the wedding planner looks across the table at Allison and goes, so the photo booth's in what room? And I said, whoa. The what?
Hold the phone.
The photo booth. And Allison's like, well, we'll take the pom-poms from the photo booth so we can do. And I'm like, time out. What photo booth? She's like, oh, the photo booth. Very,
did you get waved at?
Oh, yes. Oh, the photo booth? Does it come with the venue? Because we haven't talked about that price.
Are the wacky hats and curly mustaches in your budget?
Lock, they're part of it, Tommy.
There is no greater gap between how funny chicks think that is and how funny it actually is. That's the Grand Canyon. We have a private party that we do.
Yeah.
Every year, like a few of my buddies that we grew up with, and there's a push from one of the couples to do a photo booth. And we've had to do this gentle thing where, no, we're not doing that. It's terrible. Stop. Because, like, someone's wearing a crazy mustache. Never, ever do that.
Guy,
it's awful. Have a guest book that people sign.
Here's the thing.
And then you have a photographer.
You're going hard against the photo booth because you don't think it's funny.
They're terrible.
I don't have any problem with that part of it.
It's a waste of money, Grant.
You're going to have a problem with it when you're sitting on your basement floor with a dowel rod and you're putting a mustache on with hot glue. You'll have a problem with it then.
When the bill comes.
The problem is you have to pay for this. That is the problem.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
This is, you got a photographer, right?
I do.
Did you get a videographer?
No, I did not.
Okay, but you got a photographer.
I did.
And they are there to do what?
To take photos.
Photographs will be taken.
Right.
Photographs will be taken.
So
but they don't have funny hats
and
mustaches.
But you can get those, I assume. And then
it's the absolute pits. It's basically like the Snapchat filter where you're on Snapchat to look at a hot girl in a bikini and she's like got a weird face on. Don't do that. It's so stupid.
All right. So one more thing that last night was funny in this meeting. So the wedding planner says, so do you guys know your wedding song for your first dance? And we're like, yeah, we both named different songs. That's going to be the first song.
Mm.
She says her song. I say my song.
So you went 1, 2, 3 and then said the song?
Well, we just both shouted out a song that were different songs.
Oh.
So we do not yet know. I mean, I think we know what song it's going to be.
Yours probably, right?
It's probably going to be mine. But we don't know which song of the two yet.
You're going to have more of these going forward. And I think the key is to ask questions, not make declarative statements. Because when you make a declarative statement that's your opinion, then you're going to feel bad when it gets completely washed away or you get there-there'd. Once you go there, we're having a photo booth.
Right.
You're going to ask poignant questions. It makes you feel like that you're invested and that you care, and that's walking that tightrope. That's the best way to do it. So we could do...
Star, you had a fun wedding, right?
We could do these
Everyone
napkins,
enjoyed themselves?
Do you want to do these other
I don't
kinds?
Remember being in a photo booth at your wedding.
There was no photo booth. We actually didn't decide...
How's that possible? Because you had a great wedding.
Yeah. I would say it was more the setting than anything else. But we didn't decide our first song until maybe 10 days before the wedding.
Really?
So you're really getting out ahead of this thing.
And he also did not stop the wedding for the cake cutting, which was nice.
Which, by the way, we're not going to do either. We are going to the Danny Ruye School of Receptions.
Yes.
We're going to do everything right away. So we're going first dances. We are going cake cutting out of the champagne toasts speeches right after dances.
Boom goes the dynamite.
And then so after you eat, when the music starts playing from that point until end of the night, there's not a single stopping. Now, you'll hate this. Let me say one more thing. I know we're late. You're going to hate this. Thom's going to laugh. Dar's going to laugh. You're all going to hate me.
I hate the photo
this
booth.
This isn't is it weird, kind of. Your boy wants to do a bit Allison does not want to do, and it makes no sense that I want to do it, by the way. You're going to be so Rick. I said this last night. She is saying no right now. I want to play that game where you're sitting in chairs looking away from each other.
What? What?
And they ask questions like, which one of you holds the remote when you watch TV? And then you have to, like, raise the
hand,
shoe.
The hand-raising game?
At your wedding?
Yeah. Yeah, you've never
seen
that.
This is like a bridal shower game.
No, I've seen it at many receptions. But Allison's like, why would we play that game? And I just think it'd be funny, like...
Go, Allison.
Have you seen this, though? So it's like, which one of you is ready to have kids right away? And then we both raise, like, Allison's shoe.
Yeah, her hand goes up real quick.
And everyone's like, ho, ho, ho! It's just a terrible bit.
This is like a canceled game show on NBC starring Jay Peterman.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. They play at bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
That are cheesy and terrible.
So I've seen it at a couple of receptions. I don't know why. I think it's funny, but I like always hacky DJs do it where they're like, let's bring the bride and the groom out here. And they're like, which one of you guys is most likely to forget your car keys? It's a terrible bit.
Okay, guys, director of the dance floor. We've got a special game for the wedding
reason,
party.
For some reason, I'd get a little bit steamed up to play that game at the reception.
I hope you lose this argument, and I hope it's nowhere near a million miles away from your wedding.
I think I'm going to lose that argument.
I hope so.
I'm picking and choosing my spots because I'm going to win the argument that we go to every table.
Win the photo booth argument. That's the one you should. That's your hill.
I think I've already lost that. Like as of last night, we're having a photo booth now. I think that got lost.
It was already included, and you got there.
I mean, basically, it was already a thing that has happened, and it just hasn't been ordered yet because I didn't know about it.
You're going to look at your... what
so
is
now
this?
I have to do that part.
What is this item on the bill? What is faux boo? What is that?
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.